91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio.
Good afternoon and happy Sunday. Thanks for joining us on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. I cannot believe it is November already, but I'm so grateful for the cooler temperatures. This is Aspen Green with my co-host Kathy Harris, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can hear more of our shows at kxci.org on our Broad Perspectives podcast page. I'm very happy to welcome Sarah Vitort to our show. I have had the pleasure of meeting Sarah Vitort with her partner, Scott Gilmore. They are known as Fox and Bones. Lucky me, they performed at the stage I was working at the Tucson Folk Festival. They are so much fun to watch, and listening to their incredible harmonies and infectious energy. This is going to be a fun, feel-good show, Kathy, and I'm patiently waiting to hear more.
Well, you need wait no more, Aspen. Let me tell you about Sarah Vitort. She is from Portland, Oregon, and is half the duo Fox and Bones. The other half is Scott Gilmore, and they're going to be playing this Saturday, November 8th, at the Rhythm Industry Performance Factory here in Tucson. You may know Fox and Bones as the winners of the Tucson Folk Festival Stephen George Songwriting Contest in 2023. I remember that. They were so great. They also won second place in the International Acoustic Music Awards. And their fourth album, titled Long Time Honey, was awarded Best Folk Americana Album of 2024 by the Pacific Northwest Music Awards. But Sarah has had a long and interesting history in the music world besides Fox and Bones. In 2014, she quit a day job to travel the world, and it was then that she was awakened to her musical calling. In 2015, she returned home to Portland and has since performed in a number of different bands, including Fox and Bones, Sasa Fox, Sarah Wilde and the Watch, and Tragic Kingdom No Doubt Tribute. She has played thousands of shows all over the world, planned and executed multiple national and international tours, released six albums, appeared on TV, radio, and podcast, and founded Portland's Folk Festival. Well, that is a lot. Sarah, welcome to our show.
Thank you guys so much for having me. We're really excited to be in Tucson.
We're excited to have you. And you have such an intriguing start to your music career. I have to know more about it. You said you found your musical calling when you quit a job to travel the world. What made you decide to travel the world? Where did you go? And how did your musical calling come to you?
I blame my parents a little bit for catching the travel bug young, because they took us on like lots of trips growing up. And then I studied abroad in college. So first thing that I wanted to do in my 20s was travel, but I felt like I needed to get a job. So I worked in PR for a while for Microsoft, and I remember just sitting at my cubicle and looking out the window being like, this isn't it. I don't belong here. And so I was kind of like quietly saving and just planning to escape. And then at one point I just was like, I'm going to go to Peru. I don't know why Peru. I had no reason. It just popped into my head. I was like, I'm going to go to Peru. I ended up buying a one-way ticket and quitting my job and telling my parents, and they were not happy. Understandably. And then I just flew to Peru, not speaking Spanish and or knowing a soul, packed a bunch of stuff in a backpack, and was in South America until my money ran out. So I did Peru for 3 months, traveled around, backpacked around. And then I went to Colombia for 2.5 months. And then at the end of my trip, I flew to Florida and got on a sailboat and sailed around the Bahamas for a month. The music thing happened because when I got to Peru, I've been playing the guitar and singing my whole life, but I'd never written music. And when I got to Peru, everyone always had guitars. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to buy a guitar. It's so fun to have one. And I would just play covers in hostels, ask people if I could play a few songs, if they had a stage or whatever. Very bold. And then at some point, I think just opening myself to back up to music in that way, it eventually turned into writing. But it wasn't until I was in the Bahamas that I actually started sharing that music with people. And I got such a strong positive reaction from the people I was around that I was like, oh, hey, I'm gonna do this now. Mm-hmm. So when I was in the Bahamas, I think I wrote like 40 songs in a week. I was just like, once the floodgates were open, I was like, let's go. And then, yeah, ran out of money, flew home and told my parents, I'm a musician now. And they let me live with them for a while and help me build that up. And I think they were like, we'd rather you were here and being a musician than by yourself in South America. So it was a pretty easy sell.
Wow, that is a great story. I mean, it's so interesting. And it proves to me you really are the free spirit that you seem to be on stage. I'm very envious of that. That is a great story and a way to start. Then, after you returned to Portland, what happened then? How did all of these bands and all your music career unfold?
I moved back to Portland and I started. I've always been the type of person that's like, whatever I do, I'm like all in, you know? So when I decided, and I think that's why my parents were okay with it because they were like, we know she's going to work hard at this. And so my dad was in radio. He set me up with like a bunch of networking meetings of people he knew in town. And I don't even know. I was a lot of synchronicities at the beginning of just like meeting the right people at the right moment. My first guitar player in my very first country band that was self-titled. I met him at a bartending job that I had. He was working in the kitchen and I ended up meeting all of his friends. And then that was like my first foray into the Portland music scene. And I just kept meeting more and more people and getting involved with different things.
When you say I met him, who do you mean?
My first guitarist from my first band, his name's Colin Johnson. He doesn't live in Portland anymore, but he helped me meet everybody that I know now, basically. That was kind of the start. That was like in 2014, 2015. And then I started my country band, which is under my name, Sarah Vitor, and kind of worked on that for like a year and then had started my rock band. It kind of switched. I like took it. I was like, I want to be a rock star now. So that's when Sarah Wild and the Watch was born, right around like end of 2015. And then I met Scott and started Flesh and Bones in early 2016. We were aware of each other's bands, but he had been online stalking me, not stalking. He'd been checking me out. He was interested in meeting. He ended up showing up to one of my solo shows in early 2016. And just kind of like dropped a couple lines and looked really cool and asked if I'd ever co-written before. And so we started writing that same week over Facebook Messenger. We started writing our first song. So it was pretty instant musical chemistry with Scott.
Yeah, the two of you are great together. What do you think makes you work so well?
I think it's because we're so different. I think we embody entirely different energies and it kind of makes a whole picture. I think that it's made it hard too, because we often like disagree on things. But I think over many years, we have developed this sound and persona that really is a true fusing of the two of us. And I think we both do different things really well. And so when we were able to bring that together, it gave us more of a wide lens to work through.
Yeah, that's a good description. You are great together. Well, let's listen to a song from your latest CD so our audience knows what they have to look forward to when you're in town this weekend. Aspen, what do we got first?
Well, the first song is called Long Time Honey, and it's off the CD by the same name. And I'm going to ask you, why did you choose that song for today? What is that song about?
This was one of my favorite songs from that album. And I think for me, this is a great example of me and Scott's differences because Scott is the one driving the like always optimistic, always happy. And I'm kind of the one that's like, what if we brought like a little bit of tension? Like, I love a happy song that has a little tension. I love something that like really makes you feel something, but like leaves you feeling hopeful. And so this song is about our 10-year music career and how it's really hard to be a musician. It feels like you're never doing enough. It feels like you're always trying to get ahead and somewhere else that you're not. This song is kind of a pep talk to ourselves to like keep going after all this time.
Well, I hope it's a pep talk to our entire audience. So
Oh.
listen to Long Time Honey off the album Long Time Honey.
Fill up your cup. Don't you dare break it. Is it ever enough, or are we full of holes? It'll never be real till you take the time to make it so close you can taste it. This road is only one way. I know it's been a long time, honey. Feels like we're getting there.
This is just some of my favorite music, I have to say. I love it. 91.3 KXCI Tucson, and we're returning to our interview with Sarah Vitort from the musical duo Fox and Bones.
And that was a great song, and with a little luck, maybe we'll hear them play it this weekend. Sarah, you've released 6 albums. Are they all with Fox and Bones, or are they with other bands or solos? What are they?
Yeah. And actually, if we're being technical about it, I think I've released 6 full-length albums and also a number of EPs as well. Sarah Wild, my rock band, never released a full-length album. We released 2 EPs. So yes, I had 2 with them. I had 1, which was my first CD as a solo project when I was doing country back in 2015. That was like songs that I wrote when I was in South America. And then we did 4 albums with Fox and Bones as well. So that's, oh, and you know what? I actually released an album for my solo project, my newer solo project, was called Sasa Fox, which is a hot project that was born after, well, this is the tea, but I don't know if you guys knew this, but Scott and I actually broke up 3 years ago. So we were romantically involved for the first 6 years of our career. We've been just like friends and business partners for the second 3 years. And that is a much better iteration of our relationship. It's working out really well. But in 2022, after we had broken up, I kind of was like, I kind of need to individuate and I kind of need to have an outlet for the songs that we're not going to sing together. And so I started a pop solo project called Sussa Fox, and I released an 8 song album or EP called Understudy then. So yeah, I guess I have like 8 things that I've released over the years and a number of singles mixed in as well. But yes, I'm queen of having many projects.
And they're all a little different too. It's kind of wonderful. This is perhaps a superficial question, but I have to ask it because your fashion style is like no other. And I always look forward to what you wear. It's always so amazing. It's fabulous. Have you always had this offbeat sense of fashion?
Yeah, it's something that I think being a musician has allowed me to develop. I think when I was a kid, I really wanted to fit in, but I was always doing something just like a little weird. I would always get really hyperfixated on some random piece of thing in my wardrobe. Like for the entire 7th grade year, I wore like a fuzzy pink crown every day, a tiara. And then like at first people kind of made fun of me for it. And then by the end of the year, people were wearing them. So I just kind of was like, I'm doing this. I've never really felt like a trendsetter or like somebody that people look to for fashion inspiration. There always were little things like that where I would start doing something and then people were like, oh, I guess that is kind of cool. So that is really what my style was born out of, was just like, I think I've had over the years just cared less and less about what people think and then wanted more and more to stand out. I really love to stand out. I really love to walk through a crowd and be like, and catch people's eye, whether it's good or bad, and wear the crazy thing. And it's such a good conversation starter when you have a crazy outfit on. People are like, how did, what, who are you? You know? And so it's become like a really fun part of the Fox and Bones brand to have these different fun outfits that I wear. And, you know, I wear a wig on stage too. So it's just like, it's my chance to stand out. And it's really developed, especially, I mean, if you look back to early Fox and Bones, what we were wearing, I was wearing like flannels and jeans. So it really has evolved over our 9-year career and become something that's like very much part of our brand and part of one of the things that I really enjoy. Fashion can be for sure superficial, but I think for me, it's such an expression. It's such a tool for expression, and it's part of my art. And so I'm glad you asked about it because it is one of my passions for sure.
Yeah, well, there's more to being a musician than just how you sing or how you play. It's the whole persona, and you have such a great one, and it's what makes it so much fun, besides the fact you are great musicians. I'm glad that you talked about that too. I do have to ask you another question. I saw on your profile that you are a Gwen Stefani impersonator. That is pretty unusual. How did that come about?
You know, I have a, maybe we'll call it an ailment, where I have a hard time saying no to things because in my mind, I want to do everything. And sometimes I want to say yes to everything. And then sometimes I say yes to too many things and then I get stressed out. But that was one of those things where someone had posted about doing auditions for a Gwen Stefani, a No Doubt tribute band. And so a couple people sent it to me and were like, I think you'd be good for this. And so I was like, yeah, like I wasn't like a fan of No Doubt. I obviously knew the music from growing up with it, but I wasn't like diehard Gwen Stefani by any means. I was just like, that sounds like something fun to do. And so in 2017, I went and auditioned and by far was the standout. I've been in that band since 2017. We don't play a ton because all of us are in other projects. And, you know, obviously Fox and Bones is touring a lot, but when we go home, I do that. And it's been fun because, like I said, I wasn't like necessarily a fan before. And being in this band has made me a fan of No Doubt for sure. I think part of the reason that I was picked to be Gwen, she's a very energetic performer. And I really pride myself on my performance, but also I think through being her, I got to learn how to perform even better for my other bands. And so it's kind of been this really symbiotic thing. In the Tragic Kingdom, in that band, I'm like, I'm running, I'm jumping, I'm doing push-ups. I had to really learn how to like have breath control and sing while I'm like running around. And so it's been a really good way to develop my skills as a performer. And yeah, and we still play all the time.
Oh, that's great. That sounds like so much fun. Well, I think that we should listen to another one of your songs, though. Aspen, what's next?
The next song she has chosen is Over the Edge, which is also from your newest album, Long Time Honey. What can you tell us about that song?
Yeah, this one's an interesting one. Scott likes me to tell everyone ahead of time the song's not about him because it's the main kind of sadder song on the album. And it's about a relationship experience that ended and kind of left me feeling like these patterns. I'm starting to recognize my own patterns and be like, has it, do we ever really change as humans? We think we are have worked on this thing and then we end up in the same position and we're like, do I ever change it? Will I ever change? And will this situation ever change? And so that's kind of what Over the Edge is about.
All right, let's listen to Over the Edge. We can decide for ourselves. This is about Scott off the newest album, Long Time Honey.
Darkness lingers in the corner of my mind. I watch the clock and hope the sun won't ever rise. No matter how much I dream to forget, I still remember all the things I regret. With all this work I've done, I thought I'd come so far. Right back at the start with a broken heart. Days feel endless at the end of the road. Done a million miles, but so many. never help. Never had much luck finding peace in someone else. With all this work got done, I thought I'd come so far. But I always find myself right back at the start with a broken heart. With a broken heart.
KXCI Tucson. This is Aspen Green with Kathy Harris, and we're returning to our interview with Sarah Vitor.
And that was another wonderful song. And I want to mention really quickly, it's so nice that the two of you were a couple romantically, and now you're not, but you can still do music together and be friends. And that's a very nice thing. So I'm glad for you. Tell us, we don't have a whole lot of time left yet, but we're wondering, what are your plans for the future? New CDs, new bands, what's going on?
Yeah. So our next big thing coming up is that we run the Portland's Folk Festival in Portland. So that's coming up in January 30th and 31st. We've got about 30 bands, mostly West Coast bands, but we do get some from other parts of the country. And I think it's like in its like seventh or eighth year. We're very excited about that. And then we are planning on doing a big nationwide tour in the spring. We're booked by Black Oak Artists. And so we're, you know, working with an agent now, which is really wonderful. Hopefully hitting the Tucson Folk Festival. I believe that's in our plans. And then we plan to release another full-length album in 2026. So we have 7 songs already that we're working on in the studio. We'll write a couple more this winter and start releasing singles in the spring in conjunction with that tour. And then yeah, we're planning a new album to be out in summer of 2026.
Wow, that's a lot. And it's a lot for us to look forward to. And a lot of work for you.
A lot of fun work.
Yes, absolutely. So where can our audience find out more about you, your music, and your shows, including this Saturday show in Tucson?
Sure. The best way to find out about Fox and Bones stuff is foxandbones.com. Tried and true. We have our merch there. We have our show schedule there, videos, bio, anything you need to find out about us, music, of course. We are also on all the social media sites at Fox and Bones across pretty much every social media and on streaming platforms, Fox and Bones, all spelled out. And then if you're interested in just seeing what I'm up to, at Foxy is Folk on Instagram and TikTok. I used to post a lot of my fashion content there, so you can scroll back and see some of my outfits. But that's kind of the pulse on what I'm doing with my other bands and my personal life. If you want to just see what's up with me, at Foxy as Folk, like the folk music.
Okay, that's great. Thanks so much. And thanks so much for being with us today, Sarah Vitor. We're looking forward to your performance this Saturday at the Rhythm Industry Factory performance. And we hope that you do make it for our folk festival again. I always look forward to seeing you there. So thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, Kathy, we have come to the end of our show. Thank you so much, Sarah Vitort, for being here today and sharing your life and music with us. I'm so glad you'll be performing with Fox and Bones in Tucson. And as Kathy said, November 8th at the Rhythm Industry Performance Factory. And if you want to reserve tickets, because that's how she does it, email Kathy at knharris82@gmail.com for reservations. I have been to concerts at this venue and it's always a great time. And thanks for all of you out there. This is Aspen Green with Kathy Harris, and you've been listening to Broad Perspectives Radio. You can hear more of our shows at kxci.org on our Broad Perspectives podcast page. And we are going to go out with another one of Fox and Bones' fabulous songs called Dancing in the Aisles, off their album American Alchemy. For now, please stay tuned, because up next we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.
I was raised in the fall, singing sweet songs to the Lord. I never thought anyone why. All I knew, I had a soul, and these notes made it feel whole. I wanted to sing those sweet songs all the time, like hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I grew up and left that all behind. I don't need Jesus to be a believer. I just want till I die. Now I don't know who's right or wrong about what happens when we're gone. That's a conversation for another time. I just wanna make them smile, get them dancing in the eyes, just in case we only get one shot at life. I just want